Man. Yeah, you thought we just like were those kind of people who, they the first week they do a lot of podcasts and then all of a sudden that was it. They shot their load. It's over. It's done with. No, the culture has popped, as have various portions of my brain. Thus, here is, and that other guy, well, he's been busy this week, which is part of the reason since the big broadcast and the big show Saturday night stuff, you haven't heard anything, but we'll catch you up. I'm here to catch you up. He's here to catch you up, that's right, you listen up. First off, the band thing, the conspiracy of the insignificant, the boys, the musicians, the visionaries, if you will, have been chosen for a stellar position on the TRC Fiesta lineup. And for those of you who need or care for more information on that performance, let's see, the best way to do it is to go to the podcast page and get in touch with us through there. There's ways of sending messages and stuff. It's popped culture, well, HTTP and the backslashes, popped culture.podomatic.com. If you're using a catcher, if not, you may even be on that page. And, hey, take a minute. Get in touch. Participate. Be part of the entertainment of yourself and others. What comes around goes around. Yes, so I'm really surprised. That whole intention of that gig, as far as I could tell, was to make a lot of noise and almost antagonize, and instead, well, instead people decided that it was good. People enjoyed it. I mean, there were points while we were playing. I mean, we were playing inside of the store Dorky's, and right in front of the door, we had it written there in a sign that says "Do not enter." And there were tourists walking in. I guess it was okay. I mean, there were no incidents or anything. It was just really strange if you've heard some of the music involved in that. Having people like walk up to you and friendly like you're playing a ukulele. Pardon my psychotic episode. Oh, just come on over. Come here. Let me show you something. Oh, I could stop and say hello to you. We're just making noise here. And I don't know if it was made clear at any point. We played for 3.5 hours without a break. I really wish there was a recording of the whole thing, but the what was recorded will be honed down to a CD, and that will be made available. And of course, if you keep listening to this program, I'm sure you will be apprised of that fact when it's released. And if you want to pre-order, once again, at this point, the best thing to do is to go to the Podomatic page and inquire, comment, whatever. Oh, and of all things, I'm scanning the news, and Ricky Martin gave George Bush the finger. Ricky Martin? I can like Ricky Martin. It's okay. It's okay to like Ricky Martin, man. He gave Mr. Bush exactly what he had coming, no? All right, I can't get too political because there's nobody here to stop me, and I could go raving. I've been accused of very much hating Hillary Clinton. I don't think she's electable, which is the only thing I have against her. I mean, to like, dislike her doesn't make a difference. I don't think she can get elected in this country. The Democrats need to, oh, let's not get political. Let's stop it right there. We're going to nip that in the bud. Nip, nip, nip. Yeah, I'm excited about this Fiesta gig. It's going to be something daring and different, and you'll hear about it right here on this show, or whatever show this is by the time we get to that point, which is what, the beginning of May, over a month from now. So anything can happen. We could stop doing this podcast because what I'm doing right now is so absolutely horrible and aimless that it just broke down the entire fabric of reality. And don't think that the conspiracy of the insignificant is just about one sort of thing, the electronic noise thing, which, that could be the future of us because, as I said, I don't know why people liked that better or have responded more positively to it, but they have. You go figure out, you'd figure the songs and the guitars and that kind of stuff would draw a huge and happy bunch of people. But no, it's not going to happen that way. it's simply not going to happen then.
Sky's up there, trees are bare, but I know this is just a test. Spring is here. Just another symptom of his tears. I don't mind. The weekend and all the rest. I wrote a poem that I know will make you laugh. This is just a test. 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 And this is just a test.
Myself, the PQ guy, and Dr. Panasofsky on the bass guitar, live at the Coffee TRC a few weeks ago. Unfortunately, Mr. Toothpaste was unable to make that performance, but a song called This Is Just a Test, co-written with the amazing Mark Riando of the amazing Flying Riando Brothers of Days of Yore back in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Oh, in those late 90s, a golden age, indeed, a golden age of music. And we're rolling right along. I don't think this is going to be a full 25-minute dosage episode, but hopefully it will be enough to keep you going and a little different. And as long as that other guy isn't here, you know, the other guys in the band, they're the kind of people who don't like the Beatles and all this. Let me tell you. If you search Beatles on that Podomatic.com, the same Podomatic that you are currently receiving this amazing podcast from, and we do thank them for their facilities in bringing us to you. There are some wonderful Beatle mashups, podcasts, and stuff of the like. What it is they take Beatles songs and they remix them either with other Beatles songs or with other songs, and yeah, a lot of them are noisy, but I'd say about one in four really, at least to me, worth listening to. I mean, like I say, these other guys, they don't like the Beatles, and I can't, who can account for musical taste? I know mine's pretty terrible. Oh yeah. But speaking of musical taste, well, what I wanted to do isn't going to happen. I can't do it because of technical and the stereo and then converting it to mono. And it's just, I figure, all right, 10 minutes, that's all you get this time. But there'll be more later because, you know, that fruitcake guy, he talks a lot more than me. And he'll be back and we'll be back. And, you know, then you'll be hearing good stuff. Enjoy. We'll see you next time.